Translation. Once the great Saint Narada approached Kamsa and informed him of how the demoniac persons who were a great burden on the earth were going to be killed. Thus, Kamsa was placed into great fear and doubt. Usually repeat or not. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It has already been discussed that Mother Earth implored Lord Brahma to give her relief from the distress created by the burdensome demons, and that Lord Brahma informed her that Lord Krishna himself was going to appear. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Parityanaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstarpanartaya sambhuvami yuge yuge. Whenever there is a burden created by the demons, and whenever the innocent devotees are distressed by demoniac rulers, the Lord appears in due course of time to kill the demons with the assistance of his real representatives, who are technically called demigods. In the Upanishads, it is stated that the demigods are different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is the duty of the parts of the body to serve the whole. It is the duty of Krishna's devotees to serve Krishna as he wants. Krishna's business is to kill the demons, and therefore this should be a devotee's business also. Because the people of Kali Yuga have fallen, however, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his kindness for them, did not bring any weapon to kill them. Rather, by spreading Krishna consciousness, a love of Krishna, he wanted to kill their nirvarious demoniac activities. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness, the Krishna consciousness movement. Unless the demoniac activities of the surface of the world are diminished or vanquished, no one can be happy. The program for the conditioned soul is fully described in Bhagavad Gita, and one simply has to follow these instructions to become happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore prescribed Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Kaleva Lo. Kalo Nasdeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. Then their demoniac tendencies will be killed and they will become first-class devotees, happy in this life and in the next. Omagyatamanandasya jananjana salakaya Chaksuram melitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa gadamayam dadati swabhadantikam Vanchakalpatu obhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha Patitananam bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Let's start again. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Yes. actually this has given me a free spirit run for today's class, but I'll come to that a little later. So, Prabhupada is saying here that the demoniac nature of the world has to be destroyed, because that is Krishna's wish, that these demons out there that are controlling everything today, in all areas, in all departments, and specifically the government department, must be destroyed. Brahmananda asked Prabhupada one point, "It is difficult to come to the understanding that actually leaders are not to be trusted." And this is Prabhupada's reply. Yes, leaders. Leaders mean government men. That is described. They are all thieves and rogues. Dasya means blunderers, rogues. Unless you become a rogue, you cannot go to the government. No honest man can stay with these government men. That is not possible at the present age, any government. And then another devotee says, even if we present a Krishna-conscious candidate, the people will still choose a rogue to lead them. Even if we present a candidate who is Krishna-conscious. And Prabhupada replied to that, you cannot do anything unless you turn the masses of people Krishna-conscious. What you will do there? Suppose one man is elected. All demons, what he will do there. Therefore, the first thing is, turn the people, the masses of people, Krishna-conscious. And when they will vote, that is certain. Otherwise, it is a waste of time. So, how to turn the masses into devotees, and this is described here in the purport, that it is simply through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Kalevalo. Kalo nasteva, 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 katiranyata. There is actually no other way. There is no other way, there is no other way than to establish the holy name throughout the world. Actually, this particular mantra we used to sing in a song in the early days. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalo, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Kadiranyata. We used to be really ecstatic. It was like a revolutionary verse. You know, it was our verse. We were going to take over the world with this Harinama, and it is given to us. This permission has been given to us by Lord Chaitanya. See, Balaram, he killed Roma Harshana. How did he kill him? A blade of grass, wasn't it? Was it to his neck? Oh, I don't remember. It was anyway, with a blade of grass, he killed Roma Harshana because he was a demon. That same Balaram came as Lord Nityananda and put that same piece of grass, straw, within his mouth, between his teeth. And then he went knocking on door to door with Haridas Thakur and begged, implored everyone, please take up this chanting of the holy name. So you can see at different times there's different ways in which Krishna consciousness is established. And Lord Chaitanya's program is a very peaceful one. And specifically it is through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna mantra, it comes from the spiritual world. It has got a lot of power. It's got more power than an atom bomb. We know how powerful an atom bomb is. And an atom bomb destroys everything. But the holy name creates all auspiciousness within the hearts of the conditioned souls, whoever they are, wherever they are, and whatever they may be doing. So it is all auspicious. Our program is to simply deliver the holy name to the world. It is Lord Chaitanya's specific instruction to us. He gave two main instructions, that first we should ourselves develop a taste of the holy name, and secondly we should just give the holy name to those who are unfortunate, the misguided society, and redirect it in the most positive way. So, actually, I would like to, if I can find it, there's a really nice, well, there's two nice songs, actually. I'd like to read the both of them. These are two reggae songs that were also created by devotees. In the early 70s and up to the 80s, the devotees are actually quite revolutionary in many ways, in their songs. And even Mukunda Swami, he did this one Radio Ram recording, and basically he was just putting his thumbs up to the society in every respect, how demoniac the society was or is in every corner. And sometimes I distribute this tape, Radio Ram, if someone can take it, because it's quite intense. But it's being very critical to every department, whether it's scientific, you know, the Big Bang, or abortions, whatever the case may be. Of course, you know, Prabhupada himself was very, very straightforward in regards to preaching against the modern way. One of my favorites is, he said at one time, Big Bang. No, the missing link. Well, the only missing link is my boot in your face. That is the missing link. Yeah. So he was very straightforward. And we picked up that mood of Prabhupada in those early days. And whatever way we wanted to revolutionize the world, the society. Nowadays it's kind of a little bit fold out, I would say. We're kind of a little bit more polite in our preaching, and some say that's good, some say that's, you know, compromising, but anyway, that's not the subject matter. But here's a nice song. The vile society, they're trying to hang their hat where their hand can't reach. And those who don't know nothing, they're trying to teach. Their hearts are hard like stone, yet they pretend to weep. And those who don't know nothing, they're trying to reap. They kill their children before they're born, and they'll kill a cow just to get the horn. They don't care anymore what they eat. They will kill their mother just to get some meat. They're intoxicating themselves to death, and smoke and fire has become their breath. The brain is now like a gaping hole, and they don't know nothing about the spirit soul. So when you see that thing start smoking, you know the fire ain't far behind. There won't be time for turning back when the big wheel starts to grind. For when the human being starts sinking till the standard gets too low, such a violent society ain't got long to go. Now the air is nothing but factory smoke, yet everybody is going broke. The school is just like a slaughterhouse where they love to read about Mickey Mouse. And the women all want to be the men, and the men can only remember when. And the children leave when they learn to walk, and with obscene language they learn to talk. So when you see that thing start smoking, and the fire ain't far behind, there won't be time for turning back when the big wheel starts to grind. For when the human being starts sinking till the standard gets too low, such a violent society ain't got long to go. History repeats itself, they say, and there is an end to the longest day. So don't feel bad when the axe comes down, 'cause you won't know if to smile or frown. No matter what you say, may say or do, you can only get what's coming to you. And the only way you can change the fate is by going back to your spiritual state. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Yes. And this is the solution of all that mess. Come and join the congregation. This is a really nice song. Come and join the congregation of the chanting of the holy name. You don't need to change your situation, but you'll never ever be the same. This is the age, it's the iron age. Everybody's living on an iron cage. I think it should be wage. Gone are the days of silver and gold. If you live till 20, you'll be very old. So, you can join in with this chorus, all right? Come and join the congregation. It is the chanting of the holy name. You don't need to change your situation. But you'll never ever be the same. Do you think you can remember that? We'll see you next time. Now listen to what the good book said. Just try and make it out while you're still ahead. You don't have too much time to waste if you really want to get that higher taste. So, come and join the congregation. It is the chanting of the holy name. You don't need to change your situation. You'll never be the same. Everybody here can play a part and you'll feel that power within your heart. You don't have to bother what people think. because they don't really care if you swim or sink. So, you've got that. You've got everything to gain, nothing to lose. So I really don't see how you can refuse. There's nothing to pay. It don't cost you a cent. You wouldn't even see which way your trouble went. So? Thank you. That name is going to enter every single home because it's even sweeter than a honeycomb. It's got, and this is the quote I mentioned, it's got more power than an atom bomb because Goloka is the place where it's coming from. So, one more time. Sorry. Yeah, nice song. Very nice song. So, this we made an important turning point in our life just by becoming devotees and taking up the chanting of the holy name and the spiritual practices. But we could ask a question: what would be your next turning point? Because, you know, it's not just about wearing the dress, taking up the practices and principles. There are different levels of Krishna consciousness. And so the question here is, what will be your next turning point? We have joined the movement of Krishna consciousness, but that's not enough. So, the point that I'm getting at here is that we've been given everything. There is nothing that actually we don't have. But a lot of times we take things solely for granted. There's so much treasure within the holy name, but we have no taste and we have no desire to chant. In fact, many times, often, and I include myself, our attitude is quite laid back, as we heard this morning when we were chanting the prayers. All right, okay, if you want me to chant, okay. No. And it's the same when we pick up our bead bag in the morning. You know, you look at the bag, and you're thinking, all right, here we go again. And we start chanting our japa, Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki. And, you know, although we've been given an opportunity here, our attitude is not always very positive. So within Krishna consciousness, there's different ways in which we can rise up to higher levels. And this is really what we should try to be conscious of. There are positive affirmations, for instance, for chanting japa. There are many positive affirmations, but I'm thinking of three specific ones in which we can then come up to a higher level of our japa. Number one is that we're allowed to chant. Lord Chaitanya has given us permission to chant the holy name. You know, in previous ages, of course the holy name was there, but the permission to do that wasn't so, it wasn't, you could have done it, but the age was in such, there's such circumstances where you wouldn't chant anyway. Instead, you would do something a little bit more complicated. So, although sometimes we're thinking that chanting 16 rounds is very difficult, actually it is very easy. And I can prove to you within 3 minutes how easy it is. But you don't want to be proven, do you?
No.
Or yes. You would like to be proven? Within 5 minutes, I can prove to you? I've done this before, actually. I'm not sure if I did it here. Would you like to take up the challenge? I'm taking a challenge here. I'm a devil for challenges. This is my challenge. In 5 minutes, I will prove to you that chanting 16 rounds is absolutely easy. Now I'm throwing this challenge at you. Would you like to take up the challenge? Okay, stand up. All of you. And you need to come away from the wall. And I want the mothers to stand with your hands in the air. Right up high, as high as you can get them. And also stand on your toes. And Prabhus, come off the mat, and you need to stand on one leg with your hands up here. And we'll just hope the GBC doesn't walk in. And I'll sit back here and see how long you last. This was the austerity in Satya Yuga. And that austerity was for many, many years. In fact, 1,000 years. I will come back next year and see how you're doing. How are you doing? How do you feel? Ecstatic? Imagine 1,000 years standing like this. Now I have a question for you. Before you come down off your feet or foot, is chanting 16 rounds easy or not?
Yes.
No, come on, come on.
Yes.
Okay, sit down. I can take it further. Because actually, yeah, it is stated that in all the yugas, whatever the practice was for perfection, that can be achieved in this age simply by the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That's very fortunate. Jai Nitai a few days ago was mentioning our great fortune, and this is one of our great fortunes, that we have been given such an easy, sublime process for perfection. Apart from that, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that 1,000 names of Vishnu equals 3 names of Rama. In South India, they spend 45 minutes or more chanting the 1,000 names of Vishnu. They could have just said Rama, 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 and be done with it. Then it says, 3 names of Rama equals 1 name of Krishna. So you can imagine 1,000 names of Vishnu, and you could have just said Krishna. Is chanting 16 rounds so difficult? Srila Prabhupada, when he gave his first initiation to the first disciples, he gave an instruction, two instructions: follow the four regulative principles and chant 64 rounds every day. The devotees tried. After a few days, they came running to Prabhupada and said, "This is too much. We cannot possibly chant 64 rounds every day." So then Prabhupada said, "All right, I will let you chant 32 rounds." So then they tried chanting 32 rounds. But the same happened. They came running, "Prabhupada, even 32 rounds is too difficult for us." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, you Western boys and girls, you cannot sit still for 5 minutes. So all right, 16 rounds and nothing less." Is chanting 16 rounds so difficult?
No.
Ah. Confirmed. Smash, smash, smash. So fortunate we are. So fortunate. But we still think that we're unfortunate. What have I got here? The habit trap. Actually, Krishna consciousness is like an elastic band, but sometimes we get into a little bit of a habit trap. Inside of the jiva is a very powerful energy which is sleeping. It is the service attitude towards Krishna. How strong is our fire for service? When the fire is weak, it can become easily extinguished by worries, anxieties, and obstacles. But if this fire becomes strong, it will burn all the layers of false ego. Let us reconsider how we will increase the fire by sharply focusing on our actual services. This habit trap is something we all suffer from. We like to put ourselves into a little box. It is our Hare Krishna box. This is me. I want everyone to know this is me. And I'm in this box and I don't come out. Not for anyone. Perhaps you stand in one particular square in the temple room every Mangalarti, and you're there for week after week, month after month, year after year could be the same square. Or you only raise your hands when it's the end of the kirtan. Jai Haribo, 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 Haribo. That's it. You won't get anything more from me. And in our japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It is a boring day, and it's 16 rounds all the way. Can't wait to finish. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama. Bye bye. This is a habit trap. We need to come above that. positive affirmation. One is I'm allowed to chant. Lord Chaitanya has given me permission. Number two, what's number two? I want to chant. Not that I have to chant, but I want to chant. So we can pick our beads up every morning with that positive attitude that this isn't the most important part of the day. In fact, Prabhupada himself said that if you chant your 16 rounds by 10 o'clock in the morning, you will have no anxiety throughout the day. You know what it's like when you still have 4 rounds and it's 8 o'clock at night. You know how the day was spent in anxiety. I still have those 4 or 8 rounds. Huh? But if we can do them by 10 o'clock, the rest of the day is free from anxiety. And not only that, whatever you say and whatever you do will be done that much better, easier and better. In fact, Prabhupada said that even if you work in a factory, if by before going to the factory you chant your 16 rounds, you will have nothing to do with the factory, the workers in the factory, or the work itself. You're just doing your service to maintain your family. It actually becomes devotional service. It actually becomes devotional service. Because you're maintaining your family who are devotees, and you're a devotee. And so it's not the work that's the problem, but it's our attitude. In every respect, in every angle of devotional service, it's the attitude that is the difficulty, not the actual practice. So if you have the right attitude, then everything else is... What's the third one? I love to chant. So, I want to chant and I love to chant. When you say I love to chant, it means that even after chanting 16 rounds, you will have a desire to continue perhaps an extra round. Not that, you know, bye-bye, see you tomorrow. But, oh, this is so nice. This is so nectar. Let me chant an extra round here. So, this is coming up to the next level of your service. And what is the mood? Prabhupada mentions here in the mood, in the purport, that we have to do it in the mood of calling out for help, and that actually, if we want to get that higher taste, we want to experience the real higher taste of the holy name, we must chant it in a mood of helplessness, just like Prabhupada gives the example of a child. The child is calling out to his mother in complete helplessness. Mommy, mommy, please, please help me. I have difficulties. There's another song which I want to mention here. This is one song that was written by George Harrison, where he has actually invoked this same feeling of needing help. Do you mind if I read this song? It says, "Forgive me, Lord, please, those years when I ignored you, Forgive them, Lord, those that feel they cannot afford you. Help me, Lord, please, to rise above the dealings. Help me, Lord, please, to love you with more feeling. At both ends of the road, to the left and the right, above and below us, out and in, there is no place that you do not exist. Oh, won't you hear me, Lord? Help me, Lord, please, to rise a little higher. Help me, Lord, please, to burn out this desire. Hear me, Lord, please. Hear me, Lord, please. Oh, won't you please, please, hear me, Lord. Oh, Lord, please hear me. Oh, won't you please, please, hear me, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, hear me. Now won't you please hear me, Lord? My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, won't you please hear me, my Lord? Oh, hear me, Lord. Hear me, Lord. Hear me, Lord. It's like, how many times is he calling out there? Please help, please hear me, please help, please hear me. Allow me to come higher, free from these desires. This is, as Maharaj was saying yesterday, this is one of the highest moods of chanting the holy name, in helplessness, begging for help. So, in conclusion, we have been given this gift. Let us not take it cheaply. We have an opportunity to rise higher and higher and higher and higher. Don't remain in these habit traps where you're in a box. Be elastic like Krishna consciousness is. It's not static, it's ecstatic. So we have plenty of room to move and plenty of room to rise higher. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Chanting 16 rounds every day. Itai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari.